Hi everyone, for those that don't know me, my name is Josh. I'm currently a minister in training and work full-time at Oasis Christian Centre. But less about me, today I want to talk to you guys about our perspective on life. Now, often it is our perspective in life that defines how we look at current situations and decide how we're going to react with them. And I want you to imagine at the end of our time here on earth, when we look back over our life and we look at all the things we've achieved and all the time maybe we've wasted, most of those things will be driven by what we thought was important at the time. So, point number one, what we define as important is driven by our perspective on life. Now, I've worked with young people since I was at least 18 years of age. And that is 12 years now. Throughout that journey, there have been some absolute highs and some real lows. And it'd be wrong of me to say that working with young people has been plain sailing. Throughout the years, I've invested so much time in certain people that inevitably just seem to walk away from relationship with Jesus. I've had parents disagree with the way that we do things. I've spent a lifetime building up confidence in young people that have been smashed by a few negative comments from someone else. And honestly, I can 100% put my hand up and say, I am the far from perfect youth worker. Most of the young people at Oasis will probably tell you that gladly. In fact, I've made so many mistakes and I'm still making them today. So why don't I just give up and stop doing what I am doing? Well, the reason is quite simple. I put a high importance on investing in young people because of my past experience. When I was a teenager, I saw lots of young people leave church and relationship with Jesus. But I've also seen God absolutely transform young people's lives for the better. Even if only a handful of young people come to know Jesus because of the investment in young people, I believe it is worth it. Because it brings about salvation. So our perspective is defined by what is important, but that is also defined by our experiences. Now, I'm going to be honest. There have been plenty of times where I have just thought, why are we not getting through to these young people? Do I just give up now? But eventually, after moaning to God, something in my spirit changes my perspective and I'm reminded of why I do what I do. You see, often why we do something is driven by our perspective, which in turn is driven by what we think is most important. Now, for those of you that wear glasses all of the time, you'll recognise this problem well. Over the course of a day, throughout all the activities you do, your glasses seem to attract dirt and dust and grime. And for me, I'm very slow to recognise the build-up of the dust and the dirt until there is one defining moment where my vision becomes so cloudy that it starts to annoy me and I have to then take the glasses off my face and to clean them. Now, when I put these back on my face, I'm amazed at how good everything looks. And I question myself, why didn't I clean my glasses earlier? I've been living the last few hours of my life with blurred vision. It's a little bit like watching a black and white television when you could have been watching it in full 4K colour. Sometimes in life, our perspective or outlook can become blurred because of the toll that life circumstances has upon us. We get distracted from what is really important. Now, for Luma, my wife and I, this past year has been so busy that a few months back, I said to God, things are going to change so that Luma and I can spend more time together. God's sense of humour is funny, isn't it? It's been incredible to see, after praying this prayer, how we find ourselves isolated at home together. But in reality, despite the drawbacks of being isolated at home, one of the things that we have really appreciated is spending time together. We've been able to take our dog on more walks and really appreciate walking through the lovely woods at the back of our house. We spent more time decorating our house. Despite the circumstances we find ourselves in, our perspective has changed in life and it will have a knock-on effect in the future. We spent much of our time discussing how we can do this working from home stuff together. And in fact, Pastors Robin and Rachel and myself, we've been discussing how we can work more productively between the office and home going forward. You see, it's our experiences in life that can have such a profound effect on perspective of life. It gives us the drive to keep doing what we do and why we do it, and defines what is most important in life. I want to suggest that there is a defining moment in our lives where we all have a meeting with our Maker. And this does not have to be when we die and go to heaven. No. This is where the circumstances of life stir up our hearts so much that we are driven to cry out to God and ask Him what is going on. There's something amazing about when we connect and we spend time with Jesus. It's like our glasses get taken off, they get cleaned up and returned to us, and suddenly we can see life clearly again. We get a peace about how we're living our life and our perspective gets realigned with that of God's. Now, there are two things that I want us to learn from this if we haven't already. The first one is this. Just because God allows something bad to happen in our life doesn't mean that He is a horrible God. In fact, it's quite the opposite. He allows us to go through those tough times so that our perspective on life changes. We learn to really appreciate what we have. And the second thing is this. In our lives, there are so many things that can cloud our vision. Work and school tell us that we need to work harder. Friendships always require more time. There's always the latest technology to buy or keep up with. Our body tells us we need more holidays, and church stops us from lying in bed in the morning. In themselves, these things are not inherently bad things, but the combination of all these things can leave us feeling drained and worn out, and our perspective on life becomes cloudy again. I don't know if you've ever had someone question you about how you spend your time. Sometimes the person just doesn't understand where you're coming from. However, sometimes this can be really helpful, having someone from the outside point out to you how you can do things better. They are able to do this because they are looking at life from a different lens perspective to you. This is like spending time with God. It is important because it realigns our perspective on life, which defines how we spend our time. Also, God's perspective is so much more important than all of the other things telling you how you should live your life, because His wisdom is actually perfect. Who better knows you than the person who made you? Now, for some of us, we may not see the importance of spending time with God, but from my own experience, I have found this to be most important in my life because it works. I believe we are in a constant battle of recognizing how important it is to spend time and relationship with God. Now, I don't know if you ever find this, but the more I spend time with God, the more I want to spend time with Him. It's addictive. I enjoy listening to Him. I enjoy the conversation and the company and the wisdom. But the less I spend time with God, the harder it seems to be just to reconnect with Him. We know that it is the Holy Spirit that helps us connect with God. And for me, this is summarized so well in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16. It says this: "The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness, and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, But such a person is not subject to merely human judgment, for who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So this can be a bit hard to get our head around, but to summarise, it's a bit like this. If we don't have relationship with God, when we look at people whose perspective is based upon God's perspective, because they're in relationship with God, it doesn't make sense to us. It just sounds foolishness. But when we have relationship with God, through connection with the Spirit, it changes our perspective to be more like that of God's. Therefore, because our perspective has changed, it changes how we spend our time and therefore changes what we do. In our Good Friday service, we had a message brought from Keith Warrington. He talked about when we get to the end of our lives, how do we measure our success? For some of us, it will be by what we have achieved, where we have worked, the family we have brought up, the people we have impacted, or the friends we have made. But God's perspective of success is not measured by your family, your job, your money, or your popularity. It is measured by obedience and faithfulness. It is measured by us listening to God's instructions and carrying them out. For some of us, that means there is not one defining moment that makes us successful. It is the journey that makes us successful. In some respects, it does not even matter if we finish up our journey. It is the fact that we are committed to that journey and stuck to the path God has created for us and learned from it. So our relationship with God changes our perspective. And here's an example. In some of my spare time, I've been decorating my house. Now, some of the work we have done has just been hard work, and quite frankly, you can get fed up doing it. However, recently I started decorating this office here. It needed to have the box above the stairs rebuilt. And I used that time to make better use of the space and build a shelf. So now I have a shelf above the stairs. Now, if you haven't noticed, I haven't actually finished my office. This is partly because of time. But actually, I have chosen to take my time and try to do it well. I'm going to build a desk that runs the whole length of the room. And I've just bought these steel bars here to stop the desk from bowing. You see, I'm purposely not rushing this one because actually I'm learning a lot from the experience and I'm enjoying building it. So many times in our lives we rush things, but actually our relationship and time with God should never be rushed. It should be there to be enjoyed. And actually, we can learn so much from God, and he can help shape our perspective. So I'm going to finish today by asking you these two questions. What does your perspective look like? And does it need to be changed or altered? Throughout our life, I'd like to suggest these things. Our perspective defines what we do and how we often measure our success. But our perspective is defined by what we see as important, our experiences in life, and most importantly, our relationship with God. Shall we pray? Father God, Lord, we know that your plans and your purposes are the most important. But so often, Lord, we can put our own plans and purposes above yours. Father, I pray, Lord, that you will help shape and define our perspective. Father, I pray that our perspective will impact our life in such a profound way that we will be so happy with what we have achieved in our lifetime. Father, we don't want to waste a moment. And so, Lord, I pray that we will cherish above all that relationship that we can have with you. Lord, help us to be in closer relationship with you. Help us to spend more time with you. But most importantly, Lord Jesus, help us to live a life that is driven by that obedience and that faithfulness. In your wonderful and precious name. Amen. So that's it for today, everybody. Don't forget to keep safe, stay connected to others, but most importantly, stay connected to God. Thank you. See you later.